Share in the secret.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Starting out the show this week with one of my favorite guests, Jeff Deist. I've known Jeff for a number of years. Met him when he was working for Congressman Ron Paul in Washington, D.C. Went on from there to kind of become family friends, for lack of better terms. He is back working for the congressman as his chief of staff. Very, very bright guy. Jeff, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Al.
Okay, I want to talk a little bit about what was announced last week. I'm going to give an introduction here, and this is concerning the congressman. An introduction from Texas Straight Talk, the first two sentences. Here's a direct quote. Since the announcement last week that I will chair the congressional subcommittee that oversees the Federal Reserve, the media response has been overwhelming. The groundswell of opposition to Fed actions among ordinary citizens is reflected not only in the rhetoric coming out of Capitol Hill, but also in the tremendous interest shown by the financial press. The congressman has been adamantly going in this direction for quite some time now. He feels that there was no transparency in the Fed. I agree 100%. He feels there needs to be transparency. I agree 1,000%. But your comments, Jeff, first of all, are you surprised that he is going to be chairing this congressional subcommittee?
Well, I'm not that surprised. It was a great Christmas present just to get confirmation of it. You know, he's been the ranking member of this subcommittee for the last several years while the Democrats were the majority party. Prior to that, he's been on the House Financial Services Committee for several years, so we certainly do have the spot in terms of the seniority. Now, of course, there was some talk that the business or Wall Street establishment would lean on the Republicans, especially presumably the Speaker-elect, Mr. Boehner, to prevent Ron from holding this subcommittee chair, prevent any sort of embarrassment to the Fed. But ultimately, it didn't happen, and I think it's going to be an unbelievable opportunity for Dr. Paul.
I don't understand. Why would Boehner be opposed to this?
Well, I think there's a lot of people who in the financial world who make money off what the Fed does and don't want to see it attacked or questioned or challenged. In other words, the status quo has worked for them. It's not working for the economy. It's not working for the dollar. But sure, I think there are people, plenty of people, who would rather not see Ron attacking the Fed via his committee. But as we're finding out, Al, there's plenty of people who do want to see him do just that.
Well, you know, one comment, Jeff, as you know, I was on the board of directors of a bank for 22 years, and we worked under the auspices of the Fed. You know, we would have guys come up from San Francisco, from the San Francisco branch of the Federal Reserve Bank, a couple times a year, and these guys were nothing but helpful, okay? And now, the other side of that coin, though, is, in a macro sense, a small organization like that, controlled by a small number of people, really, really influencing to a very large extent the economy in the United States, controlling the lifeblood of the economy in the United States, i.e. the money supply. The American people need to know what their actions are, number one, and then they need to make up their own mind whether or not they feel the actions of the Fed are beneficial to the economy. And then the next step, in my opinion, and maybe I'm being a little altruistic here, but the next step then is, I think the American people, an informed public, needs to vote on whether or not we need the Fed. I have to tell you, in the grand scheme of things, buddy, I don't think we do.
Well, that's certainly the Austrian conclusion. You know, we've got a Federal Reserve System that's been in place now for coming up on 100 years. So clearly, you know, we couldn't dismantle it overnight. Congressman Paul's thought is that the best approach or the best start that would cause the least harm or turmoil in the markets would simply be to legalize competing currencies. In other words, right now, if you are in America, you are literally required to conduct business in dollars, and you can literally go to jail if you use some other medium of exchange. But, you know, Ron has always supported legislation that would simply allow gold and silver, for instance, to be used as legal tender to compete with the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And that in and of itself, without really doing anything to the Fed, would immediately place upon both the Fed and Congress sort of a governor switch.
Yeah.
In that, if you have to compete with currencies that actually have inherent value and actually hold their value because they are somewhat limited in nature and have to be dug out of the ground as opposed to, you know, just printed, then automatically the Fed would have a harder time because the dollar would be somewhat exposed and Congress would have a harder time having the Fed paper over their deficits because everyone would see how gold and silver, for instance, those wouldn't be the only examples, but those would be the obvious ones, would hold their purchasing power and their value. So we think that would be a wonderful experiment in freedom.
Well, I'll tell you what I find to be really interesting. I don't think it would be an experiment in freedom. I think it's a definite move in that direction. But, you know, it strikes me as being wrong when we have subjective actions based on subjectivity controlling the economy versus actions based on real supply and demand. Monetary actions, when you have a gold standard or an asset-based currency, monetary actions are based on supply and demand. And that has, for hundreds and hundreds, thousands of years, that has proven to be the most effective way for a monetary system to operate. When you are under the auspices of a monetary system where the actions are based on subjectivity, opinion, what have you, it just doesn't work. Historically, the longest a fiat currency has worked with any degree of effectiveness, Jeff, has only been 200 years. I don't understand. I completely agree with you and Ron when you say we need to go back to an asset-based currency. And with an asset-based currency, the role of the Fed would certainly be diminished.
Yeah, absolutely. Fiat currencies, or purely fiat currencies, have always failed historically, and ours has been very much purely fiat, at least since the 70s, depending on how you want to define things. But, ultimately, we have to remember here that, you know, we have this democratic form of government that has unfortunately replaced our constitutional Republican form of government. And the worst combination, in our view, is to have a democracy and a fiat currency, because then you have democratic groups voting themselves more and more money, more and more stuff, more and more entitlements, more and more military money to support the military contractors. So you have a voting system where members of Congress are rewarded for spending beyond what the Treasury takes in taxes. And so the Fed enables that. They're sort of the dealer to the addict, and by papering over and monetizing deficits and debt. And so fiat currencies plus democratic voting, I think, are a very dangerous combination.
This sounds like it's off the subject, but it really, really isn't. I find it very interesting, Jeff, that the mainland Chinese, okay, seem to really be moving in the direction, along with some of the other major economies in the world, at least under the surface of moving into the direction of an asset-based currency. China began touting, for lack of better terms, the wisdom of an asset-based currency, specifically a gold-based currency, interestingly enough, about 3 years ago. I have to tell you, with the growth that's gone on in mainland China, you know, that has to be the result of some very, very sound economic thinking. And my guess is that the Chinese, with as active as they are in the gold sector, my guess is you're probably going to see an asset-based currency coming out of mainland China. And I got to tell you, that's going to really shake up the economy in the United States if that happens.
Well, that could be interesting. It could also be very scary for folks who have dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But, the Chinese, clearly the movement of physical gold over the last 5 or 10 years is east, towards the Far East.
Oh, sure.
In terms of their holdings. But also, you know, the Chinese have learned a very harsh lesson by, you know, selling us so many real, tangible goods in exchange for our unreal, intangible dollars. And now they're left holding the bag, and they've got billions and hundreds of billions of U.S. dollars, and they need to let those go, quietly, as opposed to causing a run on dollars by trying to dump them on the market precipitously. But yes, there's been a lot of talk about having sort of a new commodities-backed standard for currency, where there was sort of a basket, perhaps, of world currencies and even gold or something else. But it's going to be interesting, and I think no matter what governments and central banks try to do, there's always a flight to safety. There's
mm-hmm.
always a flight of real wealth towards security, where that wealth can actually be held in something, and wealth is going to get out of the U.S. dollar throughout the world.
Already happening. I mean, it's already happening with the trade that's going on between China and Russia. It's already happening with some of the noise coming out of the Middle East in terms of the currency of last resort for petrodollars, etc. I mean, people realize that the world is in trouble, and the United States is playing a big role economically in the fact that we are in trouble. Hey, Jeff, always a pleasure having you on the show. Thanks so much for your time. You have a very Merry Christmas, both you and your family. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin and Associates Incorporated provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. This is the show where I am spotlighting my colleagues who are all successful newsletter writers. And I'll tell you, it was a pleasure opening the show with Pete. Peter Gramich is really a good guy. I've known him for a long time. He's very principled. And, boy, what you see is what you get. Okay, here's another guy that falls into that category, Roger Wiegand. Roger has been on the show for the past 4 or 5 years. Very, very bright individual. Has a newsletter called Trader Tracks. I'm going to give Roger the microphone and say, buddy, tell our listeners everything, anything and everything you want to about your newsletter, Trader Tracks.
Trader Tracks was started in the fall of 2004, initially because nobody knew who we were. We gave it away on a free trial. We went live in January 2005. So this is our sixth year that we've been in business, and it's grown steadily ever since. What we do is we recommend stocks, bonds, futures, and commodities. We've not done much with bonds recently, except to warn people not to buy them. If they're going to sell them, that's fine. But even that is tricky in this kind of an environment we're in right now. But the majority of the work that we do, Al, is we work with futures and commodities and shares, and the majority of our readers are in the share category. I would say about 85% of our readers are interested in trading stocks, primarily in the junior segment in mining, most of those companies being U.S. and Canada. We started with them with just a handful. We try to keep the total within the letter somewhat around 20 or 25. Just recently, we deleted two that were good companies, but the shares weren't moving, and we added two more new good ones. So we're constantly reworking and upgrading. Also in 2005, 2006, we had a pretty good run whereby we were presenting trades to our traders and investors to get involved with call options on senior mining stocks. The juniors, you can't do it because many cases are not offered. The seniors have the big volume, and they also offer the months that we're interested in. We had a run of several months there doing this, where the call options on companies like Goldcorp, Coeur d'Alene, some of the big silver companies, Pan American Silver, and Hecla, people like this, we would try to purchase or suggest, recommend, I should say, buying some call options that were typically anywhere from 3 to 6 months out. We would try to do it on a setup in advance of a proposed upcycle in both gold and silver. And the majority of those trades that we did recommend did exceedingly well. A lot of them did anywhere between 100 and 300% in a very short time frame, which makes it very attractive. We just started that up again just in the last 30 days. We had one with Hecla where we suggested people buy some calls on Hecla for March, and I think it was roughly within 2 to 3 weeks they got paid somewhere between 100 and 150%. So they look like they're easy to do, but they're a little more tricky than you can imagine. You've got to understand technically where the prices are, where the cycles and dates are, how much you can spend. You don't want to spend too much, but you're going to have to spend enough to get a good position. And for people who are in shares and like trading as opposed to just buy and hold, this is a vehicle that we would encourage. We've also had a good program in our newsletter regarding the ETFs. Some time ago, we were recommending trading, not investing in, but trading the SLV and the GLD, the gold and silver. And in recent months, we've gotten away from that because we're persuaded that with the great surge in precious metals, that GLD and SLV would probably not have enough metal behind all the shares. They claim they do, but we've had some of our attorney friends at the conferences and shows who really know more about it than I do. They've gone over the paperwork very carefully, and they suggest that it's a promise on paper, which makes me nervous. So we just dropped those. For people who want faster trading action, we've got plenty of opportunities within junior stocks, senior stocks, call options, and these ETFs. So it continues to get better and better as the gold and silver world, I should say, really goes so much better. There's been a little concern recently that in this latest correction that this might be a major top for gold and silver. We say no. We think this market right now is on the cusp of another major breakout. The normal winter cycles for gold and silver usually begin at around 1st of December, and they run till the middle of January, perhaps the end of January. And there's two or three major cycles, up, down, in gold and silver that do run from, say, January all the way through to May. The predominant contracts for trading for gold and silver are February gold and also June gold in the first half of the year. Also for silver, the 2 months that we like and they're usually most active would be the futures in March and the futures in May. Personally, I trade just futures for my own retirement account. We're just wrapping up another very successful year. For my own account, what I do is I buy spreads in gold and silver, in gold and silver on the various months I suggested, plus some other ones. And in addition, we like the grains. I think we're in either our sixth or seventh year of trading soybean spreads. I don't think we've missed. We might have been close to break even 1 year, but all the other years, that trade has been very good and has performed nicely. Some of those kinds of trades are going to be coming up in March. In fact, there's a whole slew of them that look very attractive that we'll want to take positions on in the month of March. So that's coming up.
Roger, you also deal with political issues in your newsletter.
Yes, we like to write about economics. I've got a journalism background. I was an English major in college. I've written three books, one of which was published. Book writing takes a great deal of time, so I've gotten away from it. But I enjoy writing and talking about providing commentary on economics, government issues, things that really affect the industry that we do write about, which is the mining industry and also economics in general. We do usually a weekly audio with Al Corlin for Kitco. Normally, I'll write at least one a week. I haven't lately. I've been a little run over with a lot of work, but we do commentary on the Kitco website. We also do some for the Gold Letter, and, of course, we do speeches and conduct workshops at the Cambridge House conferences. The next one of those is going to be in January. In February, we'll be in Phoenix. Then we're going to also be in June show for Cambridge House in Vancouver again. And then also in April, we're going to be in Phoenix for the second time.
Well, there you have it. Roger, go to our homepage and look for recommended websites. Click on that. And if you can click, you go to that and you'll click on Roger's banner and you get all the information you want about TraderTrax. I'm going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all-natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture-raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Chatting right now with Brian Lundin. Brian's an old friend, a guy who I respect an awful lot. Brian heads up the New Orleans Gold Show every year, happens every fall, but, you know, probably the most serious of all of the shows out there. He has great speakers, great companies exhibiting down there. It just is a very, very quality venue. Brian also writes a newsletter that you know, a lot of people subscribe to. I read it as often as I get it, which is regularly, and let me tell you, it's a very, very good newsletter. Brian knows what he's talking about when it comes to the resource industry, and we're going to pick his brain a little bit right now on what the fellow from New Orleans thinks is going on in the gold market. Brian, number one, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Al. Always a pleasure.
Over $1,400 an ounce on gold yesterday, silver approaching $30. Just how long can a good thing last?
That's the question of the day, isn't it? You know, Al, we've talked in the past how we both kind of expected a more significant correction than we've seen at some point this fall. And, you know, we had that little brief dip in mid-October, and we that may have been the correction we were expecting. If so, it wasn't much. But things have really, really been surprising, the strength in the market. It seems obvious if you step back that there obviously is some speculation in the price right now. You know, there may be $100, $150 worth of speculation. But when you see these corrections, when you see a $20, $30, or $40 correction, you see physical buying coming in very
very quickly. I would not have expected the kind of physical, you know, price-sensitive buying that we typically see coming out of India. I wouldn't expect to see that until the price would have gotten down to, say, $1,200. But mm-hmm. we saw it come in force when we got down to around $1,320 or so. That says a lot to me. That says that the mindset has shifted in some of these developing countries, these big gold sinks of the world like India, that the mindset has not shifted to the point of, you know, they buy gold every month as a matter of course, as a matter of savings. They will put off, they typically put off those purchases when the price has risen, figuring that they can buy it later at a lower price. Now that mindset appears to have shifted to the point where we have to buy it now. We'd better buy it now because next month it's going to be more expensive.
Yep.
That's a very important shift, I think, and that's why we've seen this physical buying supporting the market even on the way up.
I think what's interesting, really, probably the biggest change that I have seen of late anyway, and when I say of late, I'd say of the last 2 or 3 years, is when the advisor for the People's Bank of China came out on Thursday and said that he feels that China should consider adding to its gold reserves as a long-term strategy to pave the way for the yuan's internationalization. I mean, I tell you, I have been very, very intrigued with the Chinese position on gold ever since they came out about 2.5, 3 years ago. The government came out and said to its citizens, go ahead and buy. We think it's a good idea. Buy it and use it as savings. Well, shortly after that, what happened? Coincidentally, China became the world's largest producer of gold. Then China and France started talking about a gold-based currency. I mean, it just kind of gets stronger and stronger coming out of there.
Yeah, and you know, people say, well, China announced a few years ago that it had bought gold over the preceding 4 or 5 years, and that was a big announcement. It helped the gold market. And naysayers and bears have said, well, gold, China has not made any similar announcements in recent times, so they're probably not buying or not buying that much. But the fact is China is the world's largest gold producer right now, and they're not going out and buying gold from the IMF. They're not making these huge purchases on the open market. They're just buying domestic production.
Sure.
And they've been doing it all along. And by virtue of that fact alone, they could be one of the largest purchasers of gold in the world right now, and we would have no idea.
Isn't that an interesting comment? Yeah.
That gold that's being produced is not going on to the global market, and that has the same net effect as if it did come onto the market and China had come out and made a major purchase of it.
We are seeing things that I never thought I would see in my lifetime. I mean, the run-up in gold that we had back in the late 70s, you know, that was, in my opinion, caused by one thing, and that one thing purely and simply was inflation. Today, the run-up in gold is caused by a dozen different factors, all of which are very, very important. Let's talk a little bit about the small companies that people can invest in. And, you know, we don't have to give any specific names here, Brian, but, you know, I'm a big believer. I personally don't buy physical gold. My wife and I buy physical silver, okay? But I invest in small resource companies because I like the leverage.
That's exactly right. It's taken a while. Even the major producers during this gold bull market, or in the last 3 or 4 years of this gold bull market, have had a hard time catching up to gold itself. One of the reasons was high energy prices kind of crunched margins at profit margins at some of the mines. Well, we don't have that degree or that level of high energy prices right now, and gold has risen so much that we saw some of the mining companies and major producers start to really leverage the gains in gold.
Yeah.
We've also seen, though, now over the past year, we've seen the juniors really start to show those kinds of explosive gains that we were all waiting for, and they've just been huge. And not just in gold. We've seen it in rare earths. We've seen it, of course, in silver. We've seen it in some of the copper plays out there.
Sure.
It's a big, wide world right now, and our challenge is to find the companies that have yet to run and have the potential to have those kinds of gains over the next few months. And, you know, we've done a pretty good job of that in Gold Newsletter, but we're constantly searching for the next one.
Tell our listeners, if you would, a little bit about the Gold Newsletter. I think it's one of the best ones out there.
Well, Gold Newsletter was started in 1971 by Jim Blanchard, and it was his tool to help, promote the legalization of gold ownership when it was illegal to own gold back then.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's the oldest letter out there, one of the most respected ones. We've carried on Jim's legacy, and we've really focused on these juniors. And every month we cover about 20 or 22 or so of the companies in our portfolio, the latest developments,
mm-hmm.
put out new recommendations, take some off the list. I'm getting ready to make a number of new recommendations in our next issue, and particularly I've identified some what you would call cheapies with a chance in that UConn play.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of the values, some of the prices have come back in the new UConn Gold Rush play. We were the first ones in that play with our recommendation of Underworld Resources a couple of years back.
That was a good one.
That worked out well. And of course, Kamenak, and we see a few other ones coming up in a real buying opportunity right now. I'm going to save some of the specific names for our readers, but our readers, and most people generally know that I'm very bullish on Kamenak around these prices, and the price has weakened a bit, and I think it's in a good buying area right now.
Yeah, there are some really interesting situations up there. I hosted a panel in Vancouver, I guess it was about a month and a half ago. Eric and David Coffin were part of it. Lawrence Ralston was part of it. And the Coffin certainly focused on the Yukon. They both feel that that is perhaps one of the most interesting area plays that we've seen in a long time, you know, vis-a-vis the resource industry. And I would have to say I agree with that. I think that when the weather changes, so to speak, which is going to happen this spring, I mean, it's colder than hell up there right now, and it's pretty tough
mm-hmm.
to work. But when the weather changes, I think that is definitely, definitely going to be the area play to consider for 2011. I appreciate you taking some time. One last thing. We got about 30 seconds here. A quick overview of the New Orleans Gold Show.
Well, we had our show in late October, right around Halloween time, and it was a spectacular success. All of our attendees were walking around with smiles on their faces. They were enjoying rich gains. But I don't think many of them guessed at that point how big the gains would be subsequent to that.
Yeah.
Gold has continued to run. Silver's continued to run. And some of the recommendations we made at that show have – Gordon value. I know one stock I recommended is a drill hole place, Seafield Resources, has doubled in price today. Everyone who attended that show is very happy, and I think the next year's show, which we're working on diligently right now, will be another big success.
Looking forward to being part of that. Stick around, you guys. Big Al's going to be right back.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to survivalsproutbank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at survivalsproutbank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome in here to wrap up the first hour with a new guest who I think I've twisted his arm, and he may very well be willing to come on the show about once every 3 to 4 weeks, Dr. Mark Skousen. Dr. Skousen is a very, very interesting man. He is considered to be one of the foremost authorities in the area of asset-based investing, finance in general, government issues. Dr. Skousen does a couple of conferences each year, one in the Bahamas and one in Las Vegas. I was fortunate enough to be able to do some radio from his Las Vegas show last July. We're looking forward to going down there again this year. I asked Mark if he would give us a little bit about his background, what he's all about, for those of you, for the benefit of those of you who really perhaps aren't as familiar with his work as you should be. Number one, Mark, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Well, Al, it's a pleasure, and it was great having you at Freedom Fest, and I'm delighted to. I'm always impressed with the entrepreneurs like yourself who are out there and expanding a very important message of teaching sound economics and sound money management in a very difficult time period that seems to increase in time. It's a struggle to maintain our standard of living and everything we want to do when you constantly have these fights over government and the abuse of authority.
You know, I have to tell you, we do have some serious abuse of authority right now, in my opinion. But getting back to the economic issue, I never in my wildest dreams thought that I would see economic times, financial conditions similar to what we're seeing in the United States today. Mark, you and I live in a country that, for all practical purposes, is a bankrupt corporation. It's absolutely bankrupt. How we got to this point is beyond me. How we're going to get out of it is something that I'm really not sure about. What are your thoughts?
Well, you mentioned my background, and that kind of dovetails into what I mean, I first got started in this
movement, freedom movement, or financial revolution, whatever you want to call it, in the 1970s, the very inflationary 1970s, which was our first real indicator that things were not what they seemed, that we were headed for serious trouble. And I blame this primarily on Keynesian, the adoption of Keynesian economics, this idea that deficits don't matter, that debts don't matter. It's even been adopted to some extent by people who we thought were on our side, like Dick Cheney and people like that. A lot of these people have really been suckered in to this very bad economic model that says that, you know, during times of unemployment, during troubled times, we've got to run these huge deficits, and we'll take care of it during the good times. And, of course, the wheel is always unbalanced, as Milton Friedman often said, and it's creating a lot of these problems. So I got started in the 70s. I actually started off out of school as a economist for the CIA, believe it or not. But that was really quite an education because it was very international. I got source material that normal Americans don't normally get, so it kind of gave me an inside track. And then, of course, I became the editor, managing editor of the Inflation Survival Letter. That was my first taste of the financial revolution of the trilogy of buy gold, buy silver, buy Swiss francs, and real estate and other hard assets. So that was my introduction. And my very first investment, as a matter of fact, I keep it in my pocket, was a silver dollar after reading Harry Brown's book on monetary crises. So I got to know all the movers and shakers of the hard money people in the early 70s at the Jim Blanchard conferences, at the Howard Ruff conferences, all of those sorts of things. And now, 30 years later, I'm writing my own newsletter. I've maintained an interest in economics, having taught at several colleges, including Columbia University here in New York. And I've written 25 books and write my investment newsletter that seems to be improving. I consider myself a survivor, if you will. I've been to 71 countries, so it's been quite an experience, and I'm going very strong every day. I get up in the morning. I'm excited about what's happening in the markets. Every day is interesting, is new, and I try to be as optimistic as I can, and there are times when we need to invest in the traditional stock and bond markets, and then there's other times when commodities and non-traditional investments of gold and silver and real estate and so forth are the best place to be. So that's just kind of a general background. As far as my big conference, Freedom Fest, my idea there is to bring together once a year. You know, we all talk on the internet, we listen on the radio, they listen to your program or whatever, and we're linked in together. But I really have felt for some time that all of us need to come together, physically come together, and feel of each other's spirits, look each other in the eye, and strengthen our resolve, and find out, you know, we come to learn and to network and to celebrate liberty and what's left of it. And so that's the idea of my conference every July, Freedom Fest in Las Vegas, and we're growing really rapidly. We expect over 3,000 people there next July. So that's where I'm at. That's why I'm enthusiastic about and not giving up and trying to fight the good battle and make a little money on the side as an investment advisor and so forth.
Well, Mark, the one thing about being an entrepreneur, as you are and as I am, is we don't give up. That's the last thing in the world. I mean, that's simply, you know, failure is simply not, well, let's take out the word failure and let's say giving up. Giving up is something that just is absolutely foreign to both of us. Let me ask you a question. Now, we have an interesting situation in the gold market right now. Gold seems to be going into a bit of a correction. Nothing I would say serious right now. Silver is going into a bit of a correction right now. Again, I don't think it's anything serious.
You're just talking about the last couple of days,
Of course I am.
Because it's obviously a major bull market
here. Oh, yes. Yeah. No, I'm just talking about the last couple of days. But are you still bullish in terms of precious metals? I know I am.
Yes, I am, although I'm one of those who's in the silver camp more than the gold camp. I mean, gold has hit all-time highs, over $1,400 an ounce. Silver is still only half of its previous high of $50 an ounce.
Right.
But, of course, we have to understand that that was due to Bunker, the Hunt brothers, who I have met, by the way, trying to corner the silver market. But still, I think silver does have more to go and has been doing well. In my newsletter, Forecasts and Strategies, we have been recommending both the both ETFs, the gold ETF, GLD, and the silver one, SLV. The gold one's up 30% this year. The silver one's up 70% this year.
Sure,
so I've been right on that prediction that silver is a better one to choose, and I still feel that way. I still think that it's a consolidation that's occurring here, and that you're going to see certainly silver go back up over $30 an ounce. And who knows, it may get up over 50 before it's all through. I'm not as confident about gold. Gold is the ultimate monetary metal, and much depends on government policy here. If the economy gets back, if we see some kind of restraint on the part of this new Republican effort to get control of spending and so forth, that's a big if. But if it happens, then, you know, you may see gold come down a little bit and correct a little bit longer. It all depends on government policy. That's the key to watch. And Fed policy and how inflationary they are.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, great minds travel along similar paths. Kathy and I started buying silver, probably about 2 years ago. I think the first purchase, and we buy silver rounds. I feel exactly the same way as you do about silver, in the sense that I like it better than gold as a form of insurance, for lack of better terms. And that's why I buy it. But we are now involved buying silver on we buy silver rounds every month on a regular program, just because I think it provides the best insurance out there. You know, my humble opinion is gold is great, but I think silver is right there. Tell us a little bit about the newsletter.
Well, Forecasts and Strategies, we're celebrating our 30th anniversary, and according to the Holbert Financial Digest, I've beaten the market in the last year, 5 years, and 10 years. So I consider myself pretty lucky, and we've been really on a roll lately with rare earths, silver. Ford Motor Company was my stock of the year, and up 67%. So we're doing very well, and people can go to markskousen.com if they want more information.
Mark, thank you so much.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.